Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting, call this meeting to order. It's the organizational meeting, Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Can I get a roll? Oh, at 7 p.m. Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
I'd like to open the floor for nominations for chairman of the board this year.
I nominate Chuck Johnson as chairman.
I'll second.
Can I get a roll call?
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
Are you sure?
Mr. Christopher?
I'm here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right.
I will give this to you, and then you'll vice later.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to nominate Mr. Eastwood as vice chair.
I second.
Do I second? No?
You can.
All right.
You did the nomination.
All right, so good. I'd like to do a roll call then.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. What else is there? That's it. All right. So now we're going to start with our traditional part. So we're going to do our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So at this time, I'd like to take a moment of silence for our first responders, our veterans who are out there, both abroad and at home. Thank you. So our first thing on our agenda tonight will be a trustee swearing in. Do we have any trustees that need sworn in tonight?
Sworn in?
Yep.
They were all sworn in.
So, well, we're going to do a ceremony, a swearing ceremony for you.
Ceremonial.
Yep. So if you'd like to meet me up front. Do you have anybody here or by yourself to stand here? Okay, so be raising your right hand and just repeat after me. So I
Bruce Christopher
duly sworn say that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
Say that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge the duties.
And will faithfully discharge the duties
devolving upon me as trustee of Medina Township.
Devolving upon me as trustee of Medina Township.
Medina County. Ohio during my continuance in office.
Ohio what?
Just Medina County, Ohio during my continuance in office.
Ohio, Medina County.
During my continuance in office.
Of office.
All right. Sworn before me as assigned by my presence on the third day of January 2022. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice and official.
Doug's next.
All right. And then we'll sign this stuff then?
Yes.
Okay.
So
are
you going? No?
All right.
You're going to do one for Doug.
Do I have one for Doug too?
No, I don't think so. Did you hear it yet?
No.
Okay. Just change the name. We're back to innocent.
We're good. Okay.
So there, and then your title. All right. So, yeah, I look forward to working with Bruce here. He's been involved in our meetings a lot, and congratulate him on being elected, and being a vital part of our board here. So at this time, we're going to kind of go into our normal things here. Number four on our list is purchase orders and training requests. Mr. Eastwood, do you happen to have any purchase orders or training requests?
I do. I have a purchase order. Make a motion for a purchase order request. The department is the service department. The vendor is Cargill Incorporated. The description is 1,100 tons of road salt for the 2022 winter season. And the price we were able to get is $40.31 a ton, which just at a roundabout number is $13 a ton less than last year. $45,000 is the amount of the purchase request.
All right. I'll second that. Any discussion?
No.
No? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. I also have some purchase orders. Are these in any particular order? All right. So the first, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department is the PD, Road and Bridge, and Admin. The vendor is going to be PSE Credit Union. This is going to be for our 2022 HSA contribution in the amount of $27,000.
Second.
Any discussion on this? All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, real quick on this one, since it's a department head, and this is all the departments?
Just
fine.
Generally, when we do that, just the chairman signs.
Gotcha, I know him.
No.
All right. I would like to make a purchase order request. I would like to make a motion for a purchase order request. The department is the police department and Road and Bridge. The vendor is going to be Key Bank. This will be also a 2022 HSA contribution in the amount of $12,000.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Why two different?
So it all depends on where the person wants to have their bank contribution made to. So okay. Some had it to the PSE Credit Union, some will have it to this one.
Okay. And there's going to be one more.
And there's one more. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Just so you know, we don't make the contributions to the individual. The township actually takes the money to each individual's bank.
Okay.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. There you go. One more. I would like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department is all. The vendor will be First National Bank. And again, this is a 2022 HSA contribution in the amount of $48,000.
Second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So just so you are aware, we will just have one more HSA contribution for the new officer. He had not gotten his bank set up yet, so he's not in there, but that would happen after he actually
It will
starts.
Be a different institution? Or
I don't know, because okay. I don't think he's picked them. He's actually, I think he just is starting right now, right?
Okay.
So
He'll
he
have,
has not.
I should have it tomorrow.
His paperwork and everything, so. I don't. He doesn't fall under the. He hasn't joined the union yet, so he's not part of the. He doesn't have to have the contribution by the 15th.
Okay.
Per the bargaining unit contract, these are the police have their contributions due by the 15th, and we only have one meeting before that. So, for me to get these checks cut, we need to have this done tonight. So,
and was that like $6,000 per person?
It's for a family. It is $6,000 for an individual. It's $3,000.
All right. So. Number five on the order is approval of accounts payable. So I would like to make a motion to approve accounts payable. It's for 12/27/2021. The payment number is 100-2021 in the amount of $55,947.97. I'd like to submit this on page for approval.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
Just so you're aware, this is the payroll that you approved last.
Paychecks.
Yeah, and I just have the warrant list to be approved for purposes of the minutes. So
okay. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
All right.
Just
that still gets processed.
And we are, this is the last, this is it for 2021 with payments. You'll have, there will be a bank rack for December, and then we're pretty close to closing things out.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so the only thing, supplemental appropriation will be after?
I think so, because they're in resolution order, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the 2022 slate of appointments and fees.
One second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Johnson?
What's up? In the executive session will be all three trustees and the fiscal officer.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So the time is 7:11. Do I have to take a gavel for this? 7:11, we're going to executive session. Gotta remind myself.
And you're on.
The trustees with the fiscal officer are now back from executive session. The time is 9:59, where no decisions were made. To get back to our meeting, we're going to go over the 2022 slate of appointments, fees, and fees resolution. I get to read this whole thing, right? I'm just taking my hat off now.
She's offering you the outline.
I'll read it.
I got it. I move to adopt Resolution 01032022-001. I move to put forth, I don't know why it's in here again, Resolution 01032022-001 for the organizational minutes and make it continuing until all nominations are finished. Building superintendent will be Doug Eastwood. Cemetery superintendent will be Doug Eastwood. War Memorial Superintendent will be Doug Eastwood. Service Department Liaison will be Doug Eastwood. Service Department will be Denny Miller. Road Superintendent, Jeff Kessler, Martin Moeller, and Brian Phelan. Fire Liaison will be Chuck Johnson. LST Representative will be Chuck Johnson. The alternate for LST will be Bruce Christopher. Police Commissioner will be Bruce Christopher. Police Chief is John Minnick. Medina County-wide Emergency Management Agency will be Bruce Christopher. The alternate will be Chuck Johnson. Zoning Liaison will be Chuck Johnson. Zoning Inspector is Elaine Wrigley. Secretary of Zoning will be Kim Ferentz. Township Secretary, Nick Dominguez. Administrative Office Assistant is Chrissy Moore. The Admin Assistant / Police Clerk is a vacant position. Police Clerk will be Sue Galaska.
I believe we had, under Police Commissioner, I think we had Doug Eastwood as alternate.
Yeah, I mean, we're both technically.
Just so it's in there.
All right, but yeah, Doug will be also helping with the police as Police Commissioner alternate. How's that?
Wonderful.
And also, the Chuck's department will be zoning / admin. We wanted to name it zoning / admin. Healthcare plan. A healthcare plan will be offered for full-time and part-time regular employees, with employees responsible for 15% premiums for medical, dental, and vision insurance. Full-time employees that opt into the healthcare plan will have a contribution equal to their deductible made to the bank of their choice, funded by the township. The township will also provide AD&D and life insurance at no cost to the employee. Township Secretary / Office Assistant part-time. The Township Secretary will be paid $22 per hour with scheduled hours of 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday with part-time regular employee benefits. Administrative Office Assistant part-time. The Township Office assistant will be paid $17.75 per hour with scheduled hours of 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no benefits. There will be a reevaluation in 6 months at your one-year anniversary. Zoning Board Secretary, the Township Zoning Board Secretary will be paid $250 per meeting held, not to exceed $6,000 for the year, and $3,250 per item on the agenda, and there will be zero benefits for this position. Also make it noted that $250 per meeting will be divided between $75 for the meeting and $175 for the paperwork associated with the meeting. Zoning inspector. The zoning inspector will get $25 per hour plus full-time employee benefits. Zoning office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. All zoning commission members will be getting $50 per meeting attended and also for pre-approved workshops. All zoning board of appeals members will get $50 per meetings attended and also for pre-approved workshops. Alternates to the zoning board and zoning board of appeals will get $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. The chairperson of the zoning board will be paid $50 for each trustee's meeting attended where there are site plans on the agenda, and $50 for each additional zoning related meeting attended upon with the pre-approval of the zoning liaison trustee. Police department, full-time chief of police will be $85,000. Police officers and sergeants, wage and benefit structure for the police department for 2022 will be per the negotiated 2022 to 2024 contract. New part-time police officers, pay range of $20 to $22.50 per hour plus their initial uniform purchase. Compensation for uniform allowance will be 72 cents per hour in alignment with the current OPBA contract after their first year of service, which would be starting their second year. The receptionist slash clerk will be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at a rate of $16.75 per hour with no benefits. Service department. Denny Miller, working superintendent, will be getting paid $32.50 an hour. Jeff Kessler, full-time, $25.75 per hour. Martin Moeller, full-time, $23.50 per hour. Brian Phelan, full-time, $23 per hour. Larry Cutlip, part-time, $18 per hour. Earl Grimm, part-time, $18 per hour. Pay ranges for the service department. Service department superintendent will have a pay range from $28 to $38 per hour. Service department foreman with a full-time with CDL will be $25 to $35 per hour. General maintenance labor full-time with CDL will be $20 to $27 per hour. General maintenance labor part-time CDL will be paid $18 to $25 per hour. General maintenance labor without CDL, which was that one? I don't have that one.
Without 15 to 20.
15 to 20 per hour. General maintenance labor, which seasonal, will be a pay range of $10 to $15 per hour. Service department sick hours and comp hours. Road department is entitled to accumulate sick leave at 4.6 hours for every 80 hours of service per pay period, or for 40 hours per week. Comp hours are capped at 240 hours. At the point that compensatory time exceeds 240 hours, it must be taken as paid compensation. Accrued compensatory time may be carried through to the next calendar year, not to exceed 240 hours. Sick time is not to be accrued on overtime hours. Clothing allowance for full-time service slash park department employees. Clothing allowance for full-time service slash park department employees is $500 per year. Longevity pay. Notwithstanding the collective bargaining agreement, longevity pay is to be paid for full-time employees only after their third year of employment at $100 per year with a cap of 15 years of service and will be paid on their hire date anniversary. Fees for cemeteries. Cemetery lot excavation for cremation. The fee will be $200 with a limit of 4 per lot. $300 for weekends and holidays. Cemetery lot excavation will be $500, with $700 being on weekends and holidays. Cemetery lots will be $400 for Medina Township residents and $1,200 for non-residents. Headstone footers will be $400. Sports fields fees. The charge is $65 per time slot, 3 hours, for Medina County residents and $75 per time slot, 3 hours again, for organizations that reside outside of Medina County. Soccer field charge is $25 per hour. Tournaments on Friday will be $65 per field. Saturday and Sunday will be $275 per day, and fields will be dragged and lined once per day. Mileage. Mileage for the use of personal vehicles on township business will be paid to the IRS rate for 2022 at 0.56 cents per mile. Employee pay periods. Employees' pay periods are as follows: biweekly, or monthly, or annually. Regular meetings. Regular trustee meetings will be held every other Thursday at 7 p.m. starting January 6, 2022. Department heads will present department reports for the last meeting date of every month, and department comments will be done at that time too. Additional attendance will be at the department liaison's discretion. Mailbox replacement. Township residents will be reimbursed for mailbox replacement when a mailbox is damaged during snow removal operations. The service department will repair, if possible, or replace with a standard mailbox and post, or compensate the owner for damage up to a maximum of $45 for the cost of materials. Standard box and post with owner responsible for the installation of the mailbox. Appointments slash reappointments of Zoning Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals members. Zoning Commission will be James Apana, and to term to end on 12/31/26. Now, this is where I don't have the information, but Richard Marco will be taking over the position vacated by Bonnie. I don't know what date that ends, Nick, when Bonnie's term ends.
So, Marco's term will end on 23.
Okay, so that term will end then on 2023. Mm-hmm. Which puts Mitch Pisker as our first alternate. On the Zoning Board of Appeals, Robin Gray, term to end on 12/31/2026. Bill Osman will be our first alternate, term to end on 12/31/2022. With any vacant seats now that we have on either board, I would still like to advertise for them. So that I would like to make a, you know, that we advertise for both departments or both boards. All right.
You want to make that motion
after?
Yeah. I'll second this.
Any discussion? No discussion. Got a question?
Did you want to address the police sergeant? I mean, lieutenant.
It wasn't in the notes.
Yeah.
I already read all that. Police sergeant. A lieutenant. Former police sergeant.
I believe his pay was $80,000.
$80,000, right?
Do you want to just amend your motion to include?
I'd like to amend my motion to include our new police lieutenant, and his pay rate will be $80,000.
So moved.
Thank you. Any discussion now? Anything else? Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Well, I didn't have to repeat that.
You want to just go ahead and make the motion for advertising so you don't
forget? Yeah, I just want to recover verbally here. All right. So I'd also like to make a motion to advertise for the vacant alternate spots of both the BZA and the zoning boards on our website and on our Facebook.
I second it.
All right. Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Okay. So now this is the officer blanket. All right. So I like to make a motion for, or I move to adopt resolution 01032022-002. I move to put forth resolution 01032022-002, giving the fiscal officer the authority to issue purchase orders, blankets, and super blankets up to the amount appropriated pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 5705.41 for the balance of 2022 through January 31st of 2023. Let it be noted, paychecks processing fees to be paid for each payroll prepared, OPERS withholding, and township match will be paid electronically on a monthly basis. Ohio public employees' deferred comp will be paid electronically on a biweekly basis.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Nothing? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. Zoning schedule fees, appendix resolution. I move to adopt resolution 01032022-003 for appendix 5, scheduled fees for zoning. The fee structure outlined below will be adopted on 1/2/1984 and may be changed by formal resolution of the Medina Township Board of Trustees. Current dollar amounts were changed or remained the same by resolutions and changed two times in 2009, two times in 2010, one time in 2014, and three times in 2020, with the new schedules starting on 1/1 of 2022. At all zoning fees, deposits, checks, and cash must be paid in an exact amount, and fees are non-refundable. Non-sufficient fund checks issuers will be responsible to pay all associated bank fees. And I would like to submit this one-page document for reference.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
I get a roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I have on the next here approval of supplemental appropriation resolution. So what was the resolution number on that last one? 3? So this will be number 4. I move to adopt resolution number 01032022-004 to approve the supplemental appropriations reallocation of funds from line 2191-220-0-0 2021-381-0000, property insurance, to line 2191-220-382-000, liability insurance, for $300, effective 1-1 of 2022.
A second.
Thank you. Any discussion on this? Nothing? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Sign that for me. Next thing here, it's other business. Do we have any other business? I feel like there should be more business.
Thursday's coming.
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to open for public comment.
Second.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. So at this time, the floor is open for any public comment. Anybody want to? Only once. Going twice. I'd like to make a do I do the gavel?
Yeah, you can make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right. At this time, if there's no further business, I'd like to make a motion.
Wait.
Who are you? What do you want?
I just got a estimate on one of our cruisers that need to be fixed from North Gateway Tire. It was unit number 2, and the amount is $1,226.73.
So what do we got to do for that?
I have a purchase.
Oh, it's a purchase order. Okay, I'm sorry.
We don't want to get any other quotes, or is this what needs to be done?
It's a whole bunch of stuff on it.
Chief, this is to fix them?
Yes. And we have another one there, too, that I was hoping I was going to get both of them. We have one more car there, too, but we haven't got that one back yet. The quote.
Do you want to look at other places, or are you comfortable just going there, or we just go there?
Yeah, because they got it torn apart.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, Bruce gets to make his first motion for a purchase order.
See, that's it. You don't have to read anything in here. All you got to do is check.
I want to teach the guy. He's the new police liaison. Hey, nobody was there for me, right? So I like to make a motion for a purchase order. The department is the police. The vendor is this.
And then
description. You don't have to read all. Just say descriptions to repair unit 2, and that's the price.
Okay, I want you to look at everything before.
That's a lot of stuff.
I make a motion to submit this purchase order for repair for unit 2. For diagnostics, and the police department, North Gateway Tire is the vendor, and the date is 1/3/22, and in the amount of $1,226.73.
I second you. Any other discussion? Good. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Submit that down here, approved by trustee, and the date. All right, good, get that out of the way.
Thank you.
So at this time, there's no further any business. I would like to make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The time is now 10:22. Call the meeting.